Good morning, everybody. I'd like to wish everybody a Chodesh. Starting Chodesh Adar. And,
Chodesh.
Thank you. What do they say? Mishnichas Adar Marvin Misimcha. So, let's hope this is going to be the next 2 months of Simcha. We get a double portion this year. So this morning we're going to start the subject of Boyer. I'm going to try keep it simple and straightforward, but Boyer, can say, is a bit of a complicated subject. As they say, things do get mixed up, and that was pun intended. So let's see if we can make some seder of it and organize the halachas of Hilchos Boyer. So to start, Boyer, in its osir form, is a melacha that is done to the metaken oichel. What I mean by that is that the boyer is there to make the oichel better. Like the other melachas that we have in the Sidur of the Path, the melachas that we have for Shabbos that are related to the making of bread. So each melacha is another step closer into getting to your final product. You remove the chaff and you grind it and you crush it and you knead it and bake it and all the rest. Each one is improving the food into its next stage. Boyer also is a stage of the process of making bread. That's how it comes in, is that when you sift out the stones that are caught in the flour, so that would be the typical case of boyer. So the way you fix food, the way you metaken it, the way you improve your food, is you remove the dirt from it. There is another issue, and that is when you take food and you remove it from the psoilis, and you remove it from what's no good, then is that a question that you're fixing the food or you're just eating it? So we're going to make a distinction between boyer, which is the improvement on the quality of your food, or derech achila, where something is done in the normal way of eating. So when you, generally speaking, in very general terms, when you take the negative stuff, you take the unwanted items out, and you're left behind with food, that is considered tikkun oichel. That's considered that you've improved the food, you've made it better. Now that is a case of boyer. But if you've taken the food out of the mixture to eat it, then that is considered derech achila. That I want to just say as an introduction to Hilchos Boyer, is that we have to make a distinction between what's considered the melacha and what's considered derech achila. Another very important point of Boyer only applies when you have a mixture. When you have multiple items, but they are not sitting in a format that is considered a mixture, so then we're going to say that too is not considered Isur Boyer, because you're not metaken anything by taking one from another, because you're not improving a mixture of substances. So we're going to see many examples and discussions of what's considered a mixture, what's not considered a mixture, what is considered taking the toilet, what's considered taking the oichel. So that I just wanted to give as an introduction. Now the way we paskin is that when we talk about oichel and psoilis, meaning the edible part and the discarded part, it doesn't have to mean something that is inedible and bad. You can have oichel and psoilis when you deal with two edible foods or two usable items where one is wanted and one is unwanted. There will be some differences between whether it's a question of just being unwanted or tucked away, it's something which is actually no good. In other words, if you have apples and oranges and you want apples and not oranges, so the apples are over and the oranges are soreness. Or if you have nuts and shells, so the nuts is what you want and the shells you don't want, there will be a bit of a difference when you consider the Ofam Solis, whether it's two good things mixed together and just you don't want one, or whether it's a good and a bad. But essentially, you need any two items where there is one that you want, one that you don't want, we will talk about the possibility of Boire. And also we're going to say that Boire is not limited to food items. Boire applies to non-food items as well. The typical example that people talk about is cutlery. Separating your knives and your forks would be a problem of boire on Shabbos. So that is part of the understanding what we're talking about. Now, to make something derech achila, as we said, that boire is also if it's done derech breira. Derech breira is meaning when it's done in order to improve your food, but it becomes mutter if it's done as part of the eating process. Well, how does something become part of the eating process? So we give three loose rules, which we will discuss later in more detail. But number one is it should be oichel mitoch soinis. When you do something derech achila, when you do it for consumption of eating and not as an improvement to the total mixture, you remove the food and leave behind the unwanted. Whereas when you fix the food, you do it the other way around. You take the unwanted out and leave a improved food behind. So oichel mitoch soinis is number one necessity for something to be considered derech achila, that's considered the way you normally eat. Again, you take the good out of the bad. Number two, it's got to be biyad, that you do it by hand and not with the aid of a kli, not the aid of a utensil. We will talk about whether a fork, for example, is considered an extension of the hand, and therefore that's not a kli. But when we talk about a kli, it means you use some sort of kli which the kli itself allows for the braid to take place. The typical example would be to run flour through a sieve. That would be even if you're pulling out the food and you want the food and you leave behind the psoilis, but that is a kli, that is a utensil that is made for it. We'll talk about also, you have utensils that are not made for it, but you use it that way anyway. So if you take a fork, because you want to fish out some food, and you want to have the advantage of the fact that the fork has space between the tines and you want the more liquid stuff that you don't want to fall through and you want to take out the solid stuff, then that again would be usage of a utensil. But if it's just because you want to, if you want to pick up some food and this is the way you eat it because you don't want to use your fingers, then we'll say the fork is an extension of your hand. So we'll talk about biyad, and the third one is miyad. It's got to be at the eating time, so immediate. To do a ma'aseh boire and then leave it lying for later is again considered as tikkun oichlin for later. So even if we have a heter way to do things, you're doing it as oichel mitoch soilis, you're taking the oichel out, and you're doing it by hand and you're not using a utensil, but yet it's not for immediate use, then that is going to, again, still be problematic, and it's not considered derech achila. It's only derech achila, only considered as a form of eating, and would be mutter on Shabbos if it is done for immediate use, which we'll, let's Hashem, talk about how long before you put it in your mouth is considered immediate. Now, to discuss what is considered a mixture. So a mixture is pretty much got to do with the way we see things. If you have multiple items lying in one particular place, we ask you, what does it look like? Does it look like they are orderly is put there in an orderly manner, or does it look like one big mumble jumble? And that is how we're actually going to use such a description to define what is considered a mixture. I saw Rabbi Karp discusses if you have a plate where you have bones and you have knives and forks. And he says that the knives and forks are noticeable as a different item to the bones, and it's not a mixture. The bones, there's bones and there's cutlery. It's not bones and cutlery all in one pile, it's bones and cutlery. If the cutlery would be covered by bones, then you say it's a whole mixture. But if they're sticking out the side, he holds. Consider there's two separate items. So generally speaking, we say that for something to be considered a mixture, you need to have literally it's in a non-orderly fashion mixed together, and not just next to each other, but they're all on top, all over each other. You've had a bowl of pistachios, and someone has been starting to eat the pistachios and throwing the shells back into the bowl, and now you have a bowl with empty shells, and full shells. So there, that clearly is a mixture. Everything's just mumble jumbled, loaded together. So now, to pick out something from that bowl, you have to discuss: is it ochem tetrasolis, and is it biyad, and is it miyad? Is it for immediate use? So you can continue eating from such a bowl because you're taking the food and leaving behind the psoilis, and because you're doing it by hand and you're doing it for immediate use, so it would be mutter. You should know that that's considered a tarovis. Something which is not considered a tarovis, then it doesn't make a difference how you touch it, what you do with it, whether you can take the psoilis or the oichel. So if you have two piles on the table of knives, and another one, you have a pile of knives and a pile of forks, and they're clearly not mixed together, then you can take the knives, leave the forks, take the forks and leave the knives, even if you want it, you don't want, you want us to put away. It doesn't matter, as long as it doesn't get a name of a tarovis, of a mixture, then if it doesn't get that name, then it's not considered boir. Another example of something which is not considered boir is where you have two items, but they clearly defined and noticeable as separate items. For example, if you have an egg that is sitting in water, you boil the egg, and now you left it lying in the water, and now Shabbos has come in, and you don't want to leave it lying on the countertop, you want to put the egg in the fridge. You can take the egg out of the bowl, egg out of the pot, whatever it is, and take the egg and put it in the fridge, even though you're not doing it for immediate use, you're putting it because you want it for Shabbos morning, for later, or whatever the case may be. So that is not considered as tarovis, because it's very clear, there's water and there's eggs. If the water was opaque and thick, and it was a sort of gravy thing, and the egg was slightly smaller, so then, now we can discuss this, have a separate discussion. If you have challant, and you have big pieces of potato in the challant, maybe that would be considered as tarovis. So then we'll discuss it later on. What happens with the din? Can I take potatoes out because I don't like them? But now we're talking about what's considered a tarovis, is that if it's clear that there's two items, even though they're mixed together, so if you have a piece of meat that was cooked and is still sitting in the liquid, but it's clear there's meat and there's liquid, even though they're in the same pot, you can take the meat out, put it in the fridge, put it away, put it somewhere else, even if it's not for immediate use. So true, you're taking the oichel first, but if you take it for later use, that would normally be a problem. Here it's not a problem because it's not considered a mixture. Now another interesting point, and here we're actually going to make a difference as to what is your psoilis, what is the unwanted part. If you have two items that are layered, like a two-layered ice cream, you have a top layer and a bottom layer, or you have milk with a cream on top, or you have fish with a skin on top of it. So you have two separate items, and one is on top of the other. Doesn't have to be that they're actually stuck, can they just be placed there? But if you have two separate items, one is on top of the other, and the one you want is at the bottom, and the one you don't want is at the top. So now we're going to make a difference between whether the top one is food that you don't want, or it's actual non-food item, and a typical case of psoilis, of unwanted, non-edible. So here we're going to say that if the top is an unwanted item, it's a regular psoilis, and it's on top of real food, then you have to be careful not to just peel off or take off the psoilis, because that would be now removing the psoilis from the oichel, but rather you have to go into dig out the oichel from underneath. That would be if the upper layer that we're discussing is real psoilis. But if you have two layers of edible food, and you just want to remove the top one so you can get to the bottom one, and you're not interested in eating the top one right now, then here's an example of something that is edible and unwanted, but yet for this case, when it's clearly defined as two separate things, it's just that the psoilis is in the way, then you can remove the food in order to get at the wanted food that is underneath it. Now, I'll just take a moment out here is to discuss that Boyer also depends on the way we look at things, because we're going to see that there's a lot of actions that we do which we're not going to consider Boyer. For example, why is washing dishes not considered Boyer? After all, your dishes are covered in leftovers and all sorts of unwanted food remains that are on your dishes. You wash it off, you remove the food remains, now you're left with a clean dish. Why is it not considered as removing psoilis in order to be metaken your oichel? You're removing something unwanted in order to fix up what you do want, and that is the plate. There are other cases of the discussion of if someone has a fur and he pulls out lice amongst the fur, is that a problem of boil, or is that a problem of pulling out hairs? Discussion of geysers. In some cases, we say it's not boil. We have a whole bunch of cases that we possibly discuss where you could say they are considered as boil, because essentially you're separating two items. Yet we don't call it that. So, here's another example. You take a wet garment and squeeze it out. Now, squeezing out a wet garment to remove the water, we say, is an issur melavin. That's the issur of cleaning, of laundering. Why is it not an issur boirer? You're separating the unwanted water from the wanted garment. So, it seems to be that sometimes we're going to say that it depends on how people look at something. When you're dealing with food and you're fixing up the food, you're dealing with a wanted item and you're taking away a non-wanted item, if it looks like a mixture to you and you're removing one part of the mixture from another part of the mixture, we'll call it boil. But sometimes when we don't see it as a mixture, no one says that your dishes in the sink are considered a mixture of dishes and food remains. They're considered dirty dishes. And therefore, we're going to say that that's not considered boil. So too, the wet clothing, you don't say, this is a mixture of clothing and water. It's wet clothing where the water is internal and we're going to squeeze it out. So in the Hanabi, it's going to be a problem of malavin, not a problem of boil. And there's another point, is that something which, the way to use it, is it gets dirty and you clean it, gets dirty and you clean it, gets dirty and you clean it. We're going to say that's a separate issue in itself. It's not that you're making a mixture and then get rid of the mixture. You make a mixture, get rid of the mixture, but rather, this is an item that is the way we use it. It gets dirty and gets clean. So too, if a person were to clean his own body, you wash your hands after you've touched something. That's not considered as removing psoilis from oichel, removing the unwanted from the wanted when you wash your hands. Or when a person brushes his teeth or washes dishes, that is not considered boiler. Now, another point of Boyer, and this is with a lot of Malachas and Hilchos Shabbos, but we mentioned here in Boyer, is that in order for the Malacha to be considered Asur, it has to be done b'kavana, with intent of doing that Malacha. If you're doing it for a different purpose, then it's not considered as Boyer. Because Boyer, as we said, is when you are making an improvement to the remaining food. So you take away the psoilus and you've improved what you've left behind. That is considered as Boyer. But if you do something for a different reason, and as a result you're going to have food that is improved, then we'll say that's not considered Boyer. So an example would be, is if you have a bowl of fruit where one of the fruits is rotten. In a normal case, we'll say this is a tarovis. The good fruit is considered as the oichel. The rotten fruit is considered as the psoilis. And now you can take the good fruit without a problem to eat, but you can't remove the bad fruit and discard it, because that would be considered as taking the psoilis in all, and you are now taking the unwanted in order to improve the wanted. However, if you had, again, a bowl of fruit where there is a rotten one inside. But let us say you are unaware of the fact that there's a rotten one inside. You see a bowl of fruit and you look at it, you pick one out, and while it's in your hand, you turn it around and you see it's rotten. So now we say, no, you didn't do boil it by pulling out the rotten one. Because your intention was, you wanted to eat that one, and you wanted to do something positive with that one. And only after you discovered it to be rotten do you say, oh, it doesn't belong in the fruit bowl, it belongs in the bin, and you want to go and discard it. So at that particular point, we say, now you discover what you've done, that's achar hamaisa, that's not considered as boirer, and therefore when you took it out, you had no intention of doing boirer, no intention of pulling out the bad from the good, it just turned out to be that way. And that is not considered as boirer whatsoever, and you can do whatever you want with that rotten fruit, and if you want to throw it out, put it aside, you don't have to put it back in, you may get rid of it. Another thing that would be mutter with boirer is if it happens by itself and not that you do it. An example would be that if you had a liquid that has some solid parts floating in it, an example would be if you have tea with tea leaves. So to pour it through a strainer would be also you're separating the tea from the tea leaves. But if you leave it to stand on the countertop, and after a while the tea leaves are going to settle to the bottom, and now you're able to pour off the top of the tea without any of the tea leaves coming out, that is not considered boire, the fact that you put it down in order to settle. You may not put water onto something in order to do this, to let this happen. By putting the water on and then allowing it to happen, you can't do it. But if you already have the mixture, so as I said, you've got a mixture of tea and tea leaves, and the tea leaves have been stirred up, so now you can leave it to settle, they go to the bottom, and you can pour off the top. What is asur would be, it's brought down, is animal food had heavier parts and lighter parts, and what they did was they put it into water, and they let the dirt settle, and the hay and the straw would come to the top, and the dirt would go to the bottom. So you pour water over the straw, over the hay, and you let it soak, and that way the dirt will break off and settle at the bottom of the container, and the edible part will be at the top. So here, the pouring of the water onto, or the placing of the food into a bowl full of water, is the action that you're doing, and then it becomes also to do it, even though now the separation is going to take place by itself. That's because you've placed it in the water. But if it was in the water already beforehand, you had this mixture, so then you can just let it settle, and it will go down to the bottom, and then there's no problem of pouring it off. Another example would be if you had wine or grape juice that had sediment inside it. So if, for whatever reason, it had been or floating all over, the sediment is heavy, it's going to settle at the bottom. Which also, we should know that if you have such an item, you have wine with sediment at the bottom, or if you have tea with tea leaves at the bottom, you may pour the liquid off, and even though that you're leaving behind the psoilis, because it's not considered tarovis, what you're pouring off. The clear liquid that's above the stuff that sits at the bottom is no problem of pouring off. When you get to the very bottom of the container, now there's a possibility of you can actually see the liquid coming out of the stuff at the bottom, then you have to stop pouring. That means, for example, you have a lot of tea leaves or a lot of sediment at the bottom. Now you can tell there's, you know, say 2/3 of the container is liquid and 1/3 is dregs at the bottom. So then you can pour off the first 2/3 until you get to the lower edge. Then you stop just before it gets to the last bit. And then you're not pouring out liquid that is absorbed in the solid. You're only pouring out the liquid that is above the solid. That what we said, that boiler is permitted if it is done in the right conditions. It's done as the removal of the edible from the non-edible. It is done by hand and not with the aid of a utensil. And it is done for immediate use. Doesn't really make a difference if it's done for me or for someone else. Therefore, if you're serving food at your table, but you're not going to be partaking of that food for whatever reason, or you're in someone else's house and you're helping them prepare for their meal, or whatever the case may be, you're doing it for your children, they're having a snack in the afternoon, whatever the case may be, it doesn't have to be something personal. And therefore, when we say that it has to be for immediate use, the din is immediate use of whoever is going to be consuming it. And therefore, as I said, like for example, if a housewife is going to be preparing a dish for the meal, but she's not interested in eating that dish, nevertheless, preparing it for another year for immediate use, they're going to be eating at the upcoming meal, then that is no problem of, that's no problem of boiler. That still is, has the heterim of derech achila. If a person did do boiler in a way that is asur, then one should avoid eating the food that has been separated without asking a shayla, because there are complications as to what would be the din of something that was done. But the general rule of thumb is that if a menacha d'oraisa was done on Shabbos, even by mistake, then the result of that melacha should not be benefited from on Shabbos. If it was, it also depends whether it's who it was done for, and who the melacha was done for, whether it was also for him or to others. And if it's a derabbanon, or if you're dealing with a melacha that's a machlokes, then there's a lot of makom to be makel. And therefore, one has to know the exact situation. So therefore, it's complicated to know all the fine details of a case, whether you did, if a person did do a malacha, whether the resultant food is, or actual thing, the item that you're dealing with is allowed with benefit or not allowed with benefit, not to make a shayla, it can get complicated. Now, talking about going back to the conditions that we gave, we said there were three conditions that a person needs in order to be considered as derech achila. Number one is that you remove the food from the unwanted and not the other way around. Number two, that it has to be done by hand and not with the aid of a utensil. And number three, we said it's got to be done for immediate use. So going back to those three things, we're going to discuss those things now. And number one, ochel mitos psoilis. To take the food from the psoilis is the way it has to be done. the halacha of oichel mitat psoilis is always considered the correct way to do it, even when you have a large amount of food and a small amount of psoilis. If you have an enormous amount of something and a stone fell in, so it's one tiny stone in a big bowl or something else, nevertheless, the correct way is to remove the food as you need it and not to remove the psoilis, the stone, which would be a much easier way. The reason why this is brought down is because there is a shita that we've done paskin that says that you've got to do it the easier way. And on Yom Tov, we actually discussed this, Yom Tov, being as if that's the way it should be done. But that's what we talk about, boyer and oichel mitat psoilis, is when there's an even amount. But if one is clearly in the majority and other ones in the minority, then you remove the lesser item because it's much easier and quicker. But that's a Yom Tov. In Shabbos, it's always you got to take the oichel mitat psoilis. Also, that what we say that to remove the psoilis is forbidden on Shabbos is irrelevant of how much of the psoilis you've taken out. Even taking out a small amount of the psoilis, if you have, as I said, you have a bowl with pistachios with it, or garinim or something like that, where you have the shells and you have unopened ones. So to pick out even just a few shells and discard them, even though you haven't left now a bowl of clean, unadulterated pitzuchim, nevertheless, by removing one single shell that is considered as psoilis, as unwanted, would also be a problem of psoilis mitecha oichel. Now, another thing is a little bit more of a complicated one. When you have food that has bones, one has to be very careful how one, what one does. So even though it is for immediate use, you shouldn't take the flesh, whether it's the fish or the meat or the chicken, off the bone and then eat the meat and leave behind the bone. Obviously, you can cut off some flesh, but to work and to cleanly remove the flesh, leave behind the bone, is incorrect on Shabbos. But rather, when you get to the flesh that is connected to the bone, you put it into your mouth with the bone and pull the bone out. That way, even though you're removing the unwanted from the wanted, because once it's in your mouth, you're pulling out the bone, that's pulling out the psoilis, that is considered mamish derech achila, that is the normal way to eat, and then there's no problem of breira. If you don't want to put the bone in your mouth, that's an uncomfortable way of eating. So then, what one tries to do is that when one separates the bone from the flesh, or the flesh from the bone, that you do it in a way that you're pulling away the good stuff from the bad stuff. So you don't pick out the bone and pull it away, but rather you hold it in a way that you end up pulling away the flesh from the bone and leaving the bone behind. Okay, I think I'm going to hold it there for today. A little more complicated, more details, we're running out of time. So again, wish everybody a wonderful Rosh Chodesh, have a wonderful month. Should be a month that we manage bringing Simcha, as it is. Adar is a time of Mishnichas Adar Marvin B'Simcha. So wishing everybody a very good week.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Zikman.